SRN News, I'm John Scott. Iranian state media says Israel attacked Iran's South Pars gas field, part of the largest in the world. Bob Agnew reports.
The field is shared with Qatar to the south across the Persian Gulf. The Iran war, of course, has dealt a massive energy shock to the global economy by choking off exports of crude oil and liquefied natural gas through the Strait of Hormuz. In the case of South Pars, the energy shock would appear to have a different target. Not Iran's exports, but its domestic energy supplies. Bob Agnew reporting.
The White House pushing back on the counterterrorism director's reasons for resigning. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that report.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the resignation letter from Joe Kent, the outgoing director of the U.S. National Counterterrorism Center, was filled with falsehoods.
Accusing the president of the United States by being controlled by a foreign country. That's both insulting and laughable all at the same time.
Kent had said that Iran did not pose an imminent threat, which Leavitt argued flew in the face of strong and compelling evidence. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
President Trump present as the remains of six U.S. service members returned from the Middle East to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. The crew members of an Air Force refueling aircraft, they were killed last week when the plane crashed over friendly territory in western Iraq while supporting operations against Iran. They were from Alabama, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, and Washington State. Mark Wayne Mullins says he'll be a steady hand at the Department of Homeland Security if he's confirmed as secretary. Mullins signaling he'll follow President Trump's immigration priorities, and he's taking issue with concerns over his temperament for the cabinet post. The Oklahoma Republican says Congress must end a shutdown that's left many DHS workers without pay. This is SRN News. Men and women spend their time differently.
That's the conclusion of a wide-ranging new study from the Pew Research Center, which considers a variety of daily activities, including work, exercise, and relaxation. When it comes to daily time spent on religious or civic activities, women outpace men, especially as both grow older. Amongst Americans in their 70s, women spend about 35 minutes a day on faith or civic activities compared to 27 minutes for men. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new poll asks moms about church. It comes from Motherhood Today, and it reveals about half of them say the number one reason they attend worship services regularly is to grow in their faith. The second most commonly cited reason is to learn about God. When asked what's good and not so good at their church, a strong majority of moms say they like the small group ministries but wish there were more mental health support and more outreach specifically to mothers. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The U.S. is easing sanctions on Venezuela's state oil company.
The Trump administration has issued a license allowing Venezuela's state-run company to sell and export Venezuelan oil to U.S. buyers and on global markets. The move could have the effect of getting more oil into the world marketplace. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Things are looking up for one struggling U.S. company.
Macy's is reporting stronger than expected profits from the crucial fourth quarter of last year, and comparable sales are up again. The department store says an overhaul of its merchandise and improved customer service is leading to more spending by shoppers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Higher oil prices and lower stock values were back in lockstep on Wall Street today. The Dow lost 768 points. The Nasdaq was off 327. The S&P 500 down 91. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.